Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3493. We're going to pick back up on our conversation about Star Wars Squadrons and the story mode. The last time we checked in, we were leaving the Imperials and switching back over to the New Republic, and it seems like the pacing is picking up in that regard. We did like four missions with the New Republic and then two with the Empire. Now we're back for two more with the New Republic. We're going to talk about the first of those today. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're going to talk about Signal to Noise, which is the next section of the story mode of Star Wars Squadrons. We're back with the New Republic at the Nadiri Dockyards, where they are constructing the Starhawk, the brand new class of capital ship that is going to dominate the Empire and I guess be able to go toe-to-toe with Imperial Star Destroyers and come out on top. The one that they're building in the Nadiri Dockyards right now is a prototype model. There are three models that are going to come after that, which I think are both called Mark I models, or three that are both called. That's great. Three that are all Mark I models, and those are the three that end up going to fight at the Battle of Jakku. This one, though, is the earlier prototype model, and we know now that the Empire is on to the New Republic, and Lyndon Javes and Ardo, the Fleet Intelligence Officer, also know that the Empire is on to Project Starhawk and trying to figure out where they are. And so as this particular story mode moment begins, Ardo and Lyndon are having a conversation, and Ardo has cause to say, "Lyndon, what have you done?" And Lyndon says, yeah, something to take her off the board. Teresa Carell, who is his nemesis, former protege over in the Empire. So come to find out that Lyndon Javes has a plan to trap Teresa Carell. And part one of the plan is what he's already done. He has sent out a message and with the complete and clear intention of having it intercepted, but, you know, pretending like it wasn't going to get intercepted by Imperial forces. It turns out he's aware of a secret listening post in the Esalis system. This is not necessarily a new system. It actually got referenced in some Build the Millennium Falcon thing, according to Wikipedia, which is crazy and might even be worth discussing at another point in time. But this is only the second mention of it, and certainly the first time that it's been depicted in Star Wars Squadrons. So that message went out to that listening post. It was intercepted. Part two of the plan is for the New Republic to act like they think that's a bad thing and they're in trouble, and for them to go destroy that listening post. Presumably, this means that there is a part three to the plan, but Lyndon Javes won't reveal it to you. So I've talked about how in the game you can actually have conversations at various points with pilots and, you know, leaders and whatnot. And for this particular one, Lyndon basically says, I just need you to trust me a little bit longer. I can't tell you what the plan is, but I'll tell you about, you know, Teresa Carell, that she was a Coruscant orphan before she got into the Empire, and now she's a true believer. And so that's the kind of fanaticism that you're dealing with. And then as you're flying off to Essilis and you're on this mission, the Trandoshan Frisk, who's part of your squadron, says, are they really listening to everything? And makes it sound like he says some things that he doesn't want anybody to hear. Now, I know I was suspicious of Frisk earlier on in the game as we've been doing these story mode recaps, but now it just seems like it's a comic relief situation. I don't necessarily think he is acting as an agent for the Empire is going to double cross him yet. So we'll see if that bears out. And it just seems more like it's just meant to be funny at this point. So you have various missions where you have to, you know, destroy the radar dishes on the listening post so that they can't call for reinforcements, and you have to shoot down the fighters that they do have on the listening post station to protect yourself, and then you have to blow up all these other things. Well, it turns out that you blow up these thermal things and they're answer to trying to deal with that, because the station is going to overheat and blow up, is that they open a massive vent to let the cold of space try to help cool off the station, since these thermal regulators have all been blown up. And so what ends up causing or creating for you in that regard is a very similar experience to a Death Star trench run. Well, at least blowing up the thermal things is like going through the trenches in DS1 and then going into the vent to find, you know, the reactor situation is like flying into the superstructure of the second Death Star in DS2, and your escape from it has all the hallmarks of that famous scene with the Millennium Falcon trying to get out in time, and you see through your cockpit viewport like the fire starting to gather and you're just barely going to make it out of there, and you do, which is of course very exciting. So this particular mission, Signal to Noise, is very quick actually, especially comparatively to other missions that you fly and to the one that takes place in the next episode that we're going to talk about, which is called Into the Abyss. But yeah, you know, one mission at a time. So that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, I hope you will consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans that you know, whether in real life or on social media. I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review on the app of your choice, and even possibly subscribing or joining, depending on what the app calls it. And it just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.